Service this morning, so I want to explain to you roughly how I think it will go. You have a little service sheet, and what will happen when it comes to the stations of the cross? We're all going to move, and we're going to go to station one there, station two there, and then it'll be outside, and just follow right round until we come back here to station eight. And so with the little service order that you have there, you won't hear from me once this starts, apart from the reading of scripture and prayer. And then we just follow that round, and each of the leaders will take their part during this time. Is that okay? Wonderful. But the folk is still coming, so we'll just wait a few moments before we start. While they are coming, although it's a shame they're not here to hear it, I want to say a thank you, a special thank you to Merle for this incredible presentation here, to Jeff for this one here. Appreciate the decorations immensely. Also, the one out there at station number 7, Merle has kindly put that one together. For Joe and the tech work that goes into this, downloading everything, making sure it all works. For those who have cleaned up a million flies, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And a huge thank you to our readers for today. They didn't quite know it was going to be all that they thought it was, but that's it. We're all growing up here, so bless you for being here today. The Via Dolorosa is the name of a street where this day was significant so long ago. And that's where we get the stations of the cross. And Jesus carried his cross and stumbled, and it ended up with Simon carrying it for him. So as we go around the stations of the cross, we will hear the story and reflect on it. It's really a prayer. The stations of the cross is a one long prayer of thought as we go down the street called the Via Dolorosa. Thank you, Joe.